this year if we need it.
I see them at a lot of our Hispanic community events that we do.
I can't think of another bank in the city that has such a big community presence as Arvest.
Arvest Bank, our customers say it best.
Member FDIC.
One thing I did want to mention is that don't be surprised if you see, if you hear Garrett Dietschy's name later on in this contest. He's been cleared to play. He's not starting tonight, but he is expected to come off the bench and provide some minutes for the Bombers. So it took the fit, at halftime of the girls' game, took Bologna to come out on the floor a long time. Now, this time it took the officials to come out on the floor. David Waymire jumping center for Mountain Home. For Bologna, it'll be Trey Kelly. The ball is up in the air. The tip is won by Mountain Home. There on their end of the basket, right there in perfect position was Colton Peters to get the jumper in the paint. Good. Colton Peters with his first 2 points, and back the other way going up for the three-pointer for Bologna was Trey Kelly. He couldn't get to go. The ball goes out of bounds on the near sideline, and Mountain Home will get it back as we are 16 seconds into this contest. Early 2-0 lead for the Bombers. Bashirs will turn the inbound pass on the near sideline as Bologna is going with the full court man-to-man. And now a timeout's going to be called to avoid the 5-second call. We'll take it with them. 7:44 left in the opening quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Bologna 2-0. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our Twin Lakes community since 1963. With 5 locations in Baxter and Marion counties, we are only as big as you need us to be. I'm Joe Miles, and our focus at Integrity First is to know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be right here for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.
Well, Mount Tom is able to get the inbound pass. Here's Benton into the front court. Again, Bologna in a full court man. Benton dribbles to the right corner, goes cross court to Bashirs on the right wing, now throws to Peters in the corner. Ball goes up top to Benton now. Finds Waymire on the low block. Finds Peters going into the lane for the layup. No good. Offense rebound for Waymire. Couldn't get to go. Tries again to get to go. He can't, but this time he draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 7:21 left in the opening quarter. Trey Kelly picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one here in the first half against the Eagles. So David Waymire at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot will not go. Again, we are 39 seconds into this contest as Waymire has one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up and good. He gets one of two. That's his first point of the night, and it's a 3-0 Mountain Home lead. Back come the Eagles. Here is Goers throwing it to Kelly. Now it goes on the left side to Jordan Britton, who was actually not my original starting lineup. Not sure who he replaced. Now ball goes over to Grant Goers in the right corner. His three-pointer will not go. A rebound controlled by Waymire. Back comes Mountain Home. Now ball goes to Cruz on the low block. He's going to go up for the layup. Will not go. Tries to get his own rebound, but he can't control. The ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Bologna basketball with 6:53 left. So it looks like they went with Jordan Britton instead of Landon Hill. Here is Goers with the ball up at the top, dribbles toward the right side, gives it to Neely there on the wing. Neely will dribble up between the circles, now goes back to the right wing. Now he's heading towards the free throw line, gives it over to Britton. Now ball goes to near the left corner to Goers. Goers dribbles towards the paint. Now ball goes to Caleb Johnson, who actually, they might have had some subs as well. Now ball goes to Trey Kelly, his three-pointer near the left corner, up and in. We're knotted up at 3-all, 6:14 left to play in the opening quarter. Here's Benton back the other way, throwing it to Peters. Peters is giving it to Bashirs. Now back to Peters, down to Waymire on the low block. He's going to look to make a move to put up the layup. His basket counts and fouled. David Waymire going to the line for the old-fashioned three. Trey Kelly picks up his second personal foul, team foul number two here in the first half against the Eagles. So a three-point play opportunity for David Waymire. Free throw is up, will not go. And he's now one of three from the free throw line as Bologna gets the rebound. Wehmeyer has 3 points. 5-3, the Bombers leading it. 5:50 left. Here is Goers with the ball up top. Now he drills toward the left side. Gives it there on the wing to Jordan Britton. Back up top to Goers. Over on the right side, he goes to Neely. Neely throws it down in the right corner to Kelly. Kelly drills out to the wing, gives it up top to Goers. Tries to find a cutting Caleb Johnson into the lane. Pass was well wide of him. It goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will get back on the turnover. Kelly will take a seat after picking up 2 fouls. He's going to be replaced. Ball, he's going to be replaced by Caleb Barrow. Now, an offensive foul on Mountain Home as Cole Peters is going to be called for an illegal screen. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the first half against Mountain Home. 5:20 left as Bologna gets it back, trailing 5-3. Goers throws over on the left wing to Britton. He's going to put up the three-pointer. Will not go. Long rebound controlled by Peters. He's back the other way. Kicks out to Benton on the right side. And now up top to Peters. Mountain Home's going to set up the offense. Ball goes to Benton on the right wing. Tries to give it to Wehmeyer. He really forced it in there. It was not a well-thrown pass as Bologna's going to come up with the steal. But now they're going to commit the unforced turnover as the pass just slips right through Caleb Johnson's hands there in the paint. And Mountain Home's going to get it back with 4:53 left in the first quarter. They lead it 5-3. Peters takes an inbound pass. It's a full-court man once again for the Eagles. Peters into the front court. Now they may cheat off, do a little double team. That's what they're doing. Here's Benton throwing it to Bashir's in the right corner. His three-pointer is up. No good. Long rebound controlled by Neely, and back come the Eagles. Neely walks into the front court. Now throws over to the left side to Britton. He thought about the three. Now drills towards the free throw line. Gives it to Neely. He loses the handle of the ball, but Bologna keeps it. Here's Goers in the right corner for the three-pointer. Good. Grant Goers with his first 3 points of the night, and Matt Bologna has their first lead of the evening. 6-5 is our score. 4:15 left in the first quarter. Here's Benton into the front court, drills to the left wing, gives it to Peters in the paint. Now finds Wehmeyer on the low block. His layup off the glass and in. David Wehmeyer with 5 points, and Mountain Home goes back on top, 7-6. Lower 4 minutes left in the opening period. Here's Neely with the ball on the left wing for the Eagles. He drills towards the top, now goes back to the wing. Mountain Home once again in a man-to-man. Ball goes now up top to Goers, and he'll reset the offense. Goers will drill toward the right side, gives it to Britton there on the wing. Now he drills to the corner. Now he's going to give it to Goers. He's going to pull up for another three. Good. Grant Goers with a three in each corner, and it is a 9-7 Bologna lead. Less than 3.5 minutes left, and an offensive foul before Mountain Home can get the inbound pass in. Talon Benton's going to be called for the push-off. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number two here in the opening half against the Bombers. 3:27 left in the first quarter as the Eagles get the ball back, leading 9-7. Neely triggers inbound pass right there to Barrow. Loses the handle of it, but tips it right back to Neely in the right corner. Neely drills to the wing, gives it to Barrow, who dribbles towards the lane. His layup is blocked. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Bologna basketball with 3:16 left in the first quarter. Neely once again will inbound it on the baseline. Gets into Goers on the right wing. Now Neely has it there on the wing. He's going to take the screen. Now pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound to Benton, and back come the Bombers. Benton with the ball on the left side. Goes cross court to Bashir's on the right wing. His three-pointer is up and in. Hunter Bashir's with his first 3 points of the night, and Mountain Home retakes the lead 10-9, our score. 2:45 left in the first quarter. Here's Neely with the ball for Bologna. Finds a cutting Goers. Now gives it to Bear on the low block. His layup may have been partially blocked. He gets off the glass, no good, and the rebound controlled by Mountain Home. Here is Bashir's bringing the ball into the front court. Throws over to Cruz on the right side. Gives it to Wehmeyer. He's being double teamed. Now throws it to Benbo. They say Wehmeyer stepped on the baseline just a little too close there. And Bologna will get back on the turnover with 2:22 left in the opening quarter. 10-9, Bombers on top. Here is Goers into the front court, dribbles to the right side, now gives it to Britton. Now ball goes to Barrow in the right corner, cross court to Neely. Now ball goes to Goers. He's going to try another three in the left corner. Good. Oh, my goodness. Grant Goers with 9 points, all from three-point range. And it's 12-10 Valonia lead with less than 2 minutes left in the opening period. Bashir's dribbles to the right wing for Mountain Home. Gives it to Waymar on the low block. Almost has the ball knocked away from him. Now a foul is going to be called on Valonia, I think. Yes, they are. They're going to call foul on the Eagles with 1:47 left in the first quarter. They're going to get Hunter Neely with his first personal foul. Team foul number three here in the first half against the Eagles. 12-10, Valonia on top with 1:47 left in the first quarter. Bashir's will treat the inbound pass to Cruz on the low block. His layup is blocked. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Valonia, and it will be Mountain Home inbounding on the baseline once again. Well, that play took 2 seconds off the clock. Bashir's will inbound it once again. Gets in to Peters on the right wing. Ball goes to Cruz near the corner. Up top to Benton. Benton drills to the left wing. Now throws up top to Peters. Back over to Benton. Gives it to Bashir's in the left corner. His three-pointer is up and in. Hunter Bashir's gives Mountain Home the lead back with 90 seconds left to play in the first quarter. It's 13-12 our score. Here's Neely back the other way going into the lane. His pass to Barrow is knocked away, stolen by Benton. Back on the Bombers. 1:20 left in the opening quarter. Mountain Home looking to build on their one-point lead. Benton with the ball on the left side. Throwing it to Bashir's, now to Waymeyer. Now up top to Peters. Over to Benton on the left wing. Back up top to Peters. Once again to Benton. 1 minute left now in the first quarter. Benton has it between the circles. Throws to Bashir's on the left side. Up top to Peters. Over to Benton on the right. Up top now to Cruz. Thought about three now. He's going into the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked from behind. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Valonia. And Mountain Home will inbound it with 45.4 seconds left in this opening quarter. 13-12 Bomber lead. Bashir's will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. And Bashir's takes the ball from the official, gets it into Waymar on the low block. He puts it up off the glass, no good, but draws contact and will head back to the free throw line. 43.3 seconds left to play in the first quarter. They're going to get Grant Goers with his first personal foul, team foul number four here in the first half against Valonia. Two shots for Dave Waymar. First one is up and in. He's now 2 of 4 from the free throw line with 6 points. One more free throw. Second shot for Waymeyer. Will not go. Gets 1-2 on that trip. 2-point lead for Mountain Home. 14-12 as Valonia comes up with the rebound. Here's Goers throwing it to Barrow. Back to Goers. 33 seconds left. Goers with Bashir's right there on him. Very near the scorer's table, actually. Now he dribbles back up toward the top. Now throws to Neely on the right side. 20 seconds left. And looks like they're going to be content to hold for the last shot of the quarter. 10 seconds. Neely is dribbling a little closer. 6 seconds. Neely is about to be double-teamed. Now throws over to Bear on the right side. Britton, that is, on the right side. His three-pointer, good. And Jordan Britton gives Valonia the lead right back. Just right before the buzzer sounds. After 8 minutes of play, our score, Valonia leading Mountain Home 15-14. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. And Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/play for 7 days free. That's 7.